She might have mentioned another man. Honestly, I don't remember. Who brings a pistol to a one-night stand? Honestly, I didn't blame her. I saw it in her purse when she laid it on the floor. Saw it in her eyes when she double-locked the door. But I wasn't scared, just a little on guard, 'cause I barely knew it was strange. Slid the gun neath the pillow, told me not to mind. She pushed me down on the bed. She wore no wedding ring, but I wasn't blind. I saw the mark where it'd been. And I ain't one to move this fast. But these days there's too many questions to ask. And it'd been so long since I'd had the chance. So I surrendered to it, strange. I guess locks don't matter when you're on the hunt, 'cause that door flew right off the wall. And I grabbed the pistol and I heard his shot, and I felt her sweet body fall. When the smoke cleared, I'd lay me down. My heavy breathing was the only sound. And two empty vessels, their souls upward bound. But Mr. and Mrs. Strange. Sometimes you're the sinner, sometimes you're a pawn. Sometimes you're right in the center. And if she gets credit for killing that man, I guess it's all for the better. But nobody came for me, nobody knew. With husbands and wives, I guess you don't look for clues. And if anyone asks me, I'll tell them the truth. I barely knew any strange old man.
Hello.
Good morning.
This is Magoobie Radio Hour.
Hi.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Hi. Good morning.
That was Edna Strange by John Craigie. And what are we going to hear next?
Up next, we have O Tango Suerte by Masayoshi Takenaka. Perfect song for the weather today.
What a hit.
It's beautiful out.
Yeah.
Enjoy this in your ears. Thank you.
All right. Take it away, Max.
All right. This next song that you're about to hear is Leaving on a Jet Plane. This is a cover by Lake Street Dive and Tiny Habits. It's a more recent cover, but I chose this song because I woke up today and wanted to commemorate my grandma. This is a special song for her. She would sing it to my sister and I a lot as a kid, or when we were kids. She knew about probably 10% of the words and made up the other 90%, but this song just holds a lot of nice memories of her. So, I love you, Pama.
All my bags are packed, I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye, but the dawn is breaking, it's the early morn. The taxi's waiting, he's blowing his horn. Already I'm so lonesome I could die. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. 'Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane.
a burden till I learn to let it lie. Ooh, you make me act the way I do. No choice, just your tone of voice, it seems to want me.
All right.
Okay.
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 Okay. Okay. Let's get back to it.
You just heard...
I'm not afraid to
Let's try that one again.
Okay. Okay, there we go.
There we go. Hi. We're back.
Okay. As I was saying, you just heard Strictly Rule by Vetiver.
Yes.
And
before that, or no, you just heard Instant Crush by Daft Punk featuring Julian Casablancas.
Yes.
Yes.
Ideas?
And before that, the one that Max just said.
back and forth.
Just switch the order in your brains.
So
does Noah Cupper have something?
Yeah, I mean, it's nothing special.
That's okay.
This is Sick Counting the Hours, and this is you really become aware of chunks of time when you're on medication or you're sick and you're like, or honestly on your period and you're like waiting for the next dose and you're like, okay, I know exactly, like you just kind of learn like 8 hours from 7 a.m. It's like you can recall it like that. And if you asked me that today, I wouldn't be able to tell you, but like ask me that when I'm like regularly needing to take Advil or something.
Right. It's like oh, what time is it? Well, I took Advil about 2.5 hours ago, so probably I'm going to say 11:30.
Yeah. So that is Sick Counting the Hours. Sorry, not very fruitful.
Yeah.
No, that's good. I don't have much to say.
There is a little catch in your voice.
No, I just don't have anything to add. I'd say it's accurate, though.
Great.
Yeah, I think it's also, I think that could also, what I thought that you were going to say was, like, when you're sick, you become much more aware of just, like, the seconds passing because you're like, when is this going to be over? Yeah.
That's like when you do a plank.
Oh, man.
It's like there's some things that just slow down time.
Plank.
Maybe we just like
running. Running on the treadmill.
Oh my god. I've been going for miles and miles and miles. I've been on the treadmill for 2 minutes.
Yeah. Maybe just like when we need to be slowing down and observing the time passing, we just need to be doing a plank.
Yeah.
Snaps to that. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Well,
what's
I think
next, Max?
We've drained that idea. Well, about to bless your ears is Shark Smile by Big Thief.
Classic.
Bless you.
I leaned over to take it in. could, if I could light it, see it, fight it, ooh. Making words up while we made love. One month and she's in my blood. Ooh, we are Lalo, Farusi Nyeko. Will it be me? Or will it be her? To say I love you first. Built a fire with oak and juniper. Gasoline, I knew she liked. She threw Orion on my belly with her finger. Then I asked if I could kiss her. Making words up while we made love. One month and she's in my blood. Uri Alado, Farusi Miegro. Will it be me?
Space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in, while helping you save money by keeping heaters, by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature.
However, space heaters account for 1/3 of home heating fires and 81% of heating fire deaths. It's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions.
In particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, pets, and people at least 3 feet away.
Space heaters should be monitored when in operation and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed.
Never use a portable heater in a wet area like a bathroom, or small children are expected to be nearby.
A message from your fire safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Okay. You heard. Okay. Wait, can you? Okay, now you
okay.
can hear me.
Okay.
Okay.
You, okay.
Okay.
You heard.
Hello.
Gasoline by Buck Meek. And then under the PSA, it was Shadow by Liz Phair. And.
Then you heard Cars.
You know this?
You know this?
You know
Gary
this?
Newman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've heard somebody has an idea.
I do. I have.
Someone named Max.
Uh-oh.
Which one?
Uh-oh. We're going to have to fight.
What?
I'll see you outside. okay, so I kind of have a couple. So I'm just going to pick one.
Yeah.
I think I texted both of you this. This could be like a rapid fire situation. It's not been so far. I texted both of you this. This is called LinkedIn Dinner. Thank you, Max, for the idea
yes.
of this, of for just the name of this idea. So this is kind of when you performatively have dinner or like a hangout with someone purely for the reason of saying that you hung out with them and that you spent time with them, even though like during this spending this time together, you are doing no quality friendship building or really anything of the sort.
Yep.
It's really just to keep your schedule busy and kind of like making real life LinkedIn connections.
Wow. LinkedIn transcends the app.
The interface.
And I truly do hate this.
Yeah.
But I notice it sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just notice it.
Sometimes we do it. And sometimes we say, oh, I gotta talk to this person actually.
I gotta have LinkedIn dinner.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
That's okay.
Yeah. That's okay. I don't think it stretches beyond that.
Okay. Cool.
Nope. That's it.
Did you have rapid fire?
Oh, okay. Rapid fire. Universal ruler, football field.
Yeah. Were we talking about that?
Maybe. We might have been talking about this. And then I have coffee plus old clothes equals city, which is just like
coffee plus old clothes equals
some,
city.
Like some for some cities, the only qualification for it to be an actual city is just have a lot of coffee shops and a lot of really stupid, bad vintage stores of overpriced clothing. And I find this way with Providence, Rhode Island. Don't come after me. I'm sorry if anyone listening has a positive opinion on Providence. that's just me.
Sorry to our Providence listeners.
To our many Providence listeners.
Yeah. Wow. Those were good.
Yeah. Thank you.
I like the football fields.
Yeah.
I mean, that is just like...
They're like Olympic-sized swimming pool.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And beyond that, building on that just a little bit, I wonder if other cultures where, like, American football is not very important, like, what their synonymous universal ruler is.
Yeah. Cricket.
Cricket
like
pitch.
Cricket field?
Yeah. I mean, like, football, like... Soccer football field, maybe.
Yeah, I guess so.
Or just like they have a
maybe they just
measuring
know.
System that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Actually the metric system actually just kind of makes sense for measuring
yeah.
both big and small things.
Shoot.
Darn.
Shoot. We really screwed up.
Yeah. What's next, Max?
Okay.
What you got next
okay.
is Over My Head by Fleetwood Mac.
So good. Shout out to the Glee episode. Where they sing Fleetwood Mac.
And also shout out to Stevie Nicks.
Yeah. We'll throw her in there.
No shout out to Lindsey Buckingham.
Okay.
Take me to paradise. can walk in the evening when the air is cooling down. I spent a day in the dark again, hoping you would come around. I wonder if you saw me passing by your door. One day, you another day, we separate a little more.
Alrighty. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Okay. Something's weird.
Oh, all I right. can hear you.
There we go.
I can hear you.
What did we hear?
We heard Yesterday's on My Mind by Chris Cohen.
Cool.
Yeah.
And is it for you guys, Yesterday on Your Mind? Are you thinking about
is
it?
Is yesterday?
No.
I'm kind of thinking that today
is
and the future
yesterday.
Of today. Today is kind of like the yesterday of tomorrow.
True. Dude. Couldn't have said it better myself.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you have something cooking up, Max? I actually can't tell based on your demeanor.
No, it's fine. This idea is called sock betrayal. And this
is the
idea of when you get a sock that has such a fun, cool design on it. It has all these little things like dogs or and you put it on, you're like, wow, I'm so excited to show my new sock everywhere. And then you can feel the design on the bottom of your foot.
Oh my god.
And you're like,
it like works itself into your foot.
Yeah, it's like, wow,
this sucks.
This is a betrayal if I've ever had one.
Well, or is it like a give and a take? You
it's
know,
a push to pull.
It's a push to
it's
pull.
It's a push pull.
It's a push pull.
It's a push pull.
Is it?
No, I think it's just a betrayal.
Okay. But like, maybe this is teaching you that you can't just have something good.
Mm.
And maybe that's a bad mentality to have in life.
Here's the problem. I think it would be okay if it wasn't on the bottom of the sock so much.
Okay.
I would not be as bothered if it was just confined to the... I don't want to know the body of the sock.
Mm. Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know what you were about to say, and I'm glad that you didn't say it.
Yeah.
But I guess then what you do lose is let's say you're sitting on like a bed and your feet and are out you're like kicking your little feet and no one can see them on the bottom, but like,
you know, the socks that it says on the foot, like, if you can read this, get me the coffee. Would you ever voluntarily put those on?
No.
I can't say that I've seen those socks.
Well,
shout out to my mom who got me socks that say I heart puzzles. Awesome.
It's true.
Wait, I also have a set of crossword puzzle socks. But you definitely can feel the design in the in the bottom of it.
Yeah.
Well, it's just squares. At least it's not.
No,
like,
but they've got other things on it.
Oh, brother.
Letters?
It's kind of squares and numbers and letters.
Numbers? Sudoku.
In the boxes.
In the boxes. 32 that tell you down. Which
the numbers.
Come on, Max. Yeah. You are the crossword one here.
Yeah. All right. Let's listen to Moon Unit by Flight.
Let's do it. Let's just do it.
I was waiting through the roses, through the corners of your eyes, when you swept the constellations like cobwebs from the sky.
Okay.
We're going to wrap things up.
Yes. This is
Magoobi Radio Hour. And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
I'm Max.
I'm Noah.
I'm also Max.
And on this beautiful day, we just want to leave our listeners with something really inspiring.
this has been a big part of our lives, and we...
It's about to be a big part of yours, but you guys don't know it yet.
You just won't know it yet. You won't know it yet.
So
you
know, hold on
even
for a couple
after
weeks.
The song, you won't know it yet.
Hold on for a couple weeks. Something incredible is
coming.
Come
to the TFL show.
April 11th.
April 11th, 8 p.m. in Barnum 08.
Yeah.
To be, this is me. Look out, 'cause here I come.